Okay, picking off with Simon Reish, Lamed Beis, Dine Mincha, Mashai Dechuka Yisparla Balachash, V'achach Yom HaShlech Tzivur Magen U'machayev Yana Kedusha U'masayim HaKel HaKadosh. So there's the Takana of Chazar Sashat, which is the Hotzi at Enobaki. But if a person is in Shad Dechuka, let's say it's almost Shkia, so then you're allowed to do what's known as the Hecha Kedusha, where the Chabad describes that the chatan begins, and it seems like everybody's davening with the chazan, and he says up to Kel Kadosh, im ein shavus biyom ligmar yurches brachos. The Yishmael the Shisparlash lech sibur ima kahal bekol ram. Sorry, the Rama says that the Shlech Sefer says the davening with the Tzibur. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Shulchan Aruch starts, that the Shlech Sefer rather starts out loud, and then after the Tzibur joins in. That's the more prevalent minhag. That today when the Hecha Kedusha, the Chazan starts out loud, Ashrei Kaddish starts out loud, and then once he says the Kol Kadosh, everybody starts davening. The Rama says no, they should start together. The Tzibur should start with the Chazan. Just by way of akhtama, the mitzvah of davening mincha is presented by Torah as being a very important mitzvah. It's the middle of the day. The chakras, okay, you have time. Marav, you're ready at the end of the day. In the middle, you stop your business deals. In the middle, daven. It's a special time to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a skara merubah. There's a certain amount of serious nefesh. So, like I said, the sofsman tefilas mincha is shkia. There is a discussion in the postgame, can you daven after Shkia, Safik Draban Lakula, some Sephardi postgame hold, you can daven, Hasidish postgame hold, you can daven, say, 10 minutes after Mincha, 13 minutes after Shkia. By the Litvish, we hold that Shkia is it. It's a machokas. In the Wagyu based Medrash, they hold after Shkia, you shouldn't daven. If it's like a minute before Shkia, you start davening before, so then you can so make that since you started before. But all these being equal, we don't have an after Shkia. That's our minhag. But like I said, the Hasidic world, they hold a later Shkia. If you hold a tam, so the Shkia Rishon doesn't mean anything. It's a later Shkia. You don't say Takan is a separate thing. There's any not say Takan after Shkia. But by us, we hold that you shouldn't daven at all. If it's after Shkia, you'll daven Marav twice. In any case, here the Mechaber is talking about a point where you don't have so much time. It's Shad Chuka. There's no, till Shkia. So what do you do? You do a Hecha Kedusha. Now, the post can break down. This is not only when there's a Tchika of Shkia. Let's say you have to go on a plane. So you realize they tell you now you have to get on the plane. So you see, in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, you're not going to be able to finish Chazar Sashat and Shemona Esrei. So they can do a Hecha Kedusha if there's some type of Tzarech Gadol. Some people do it just tam. So the chazal is not right. You're mivatal tachanas chazal. Tachanas chazal is to have chazar sashat. You shouldn't mivatal tzdam. In many yeshivas, they daven hecha kedusha, and they say that it's a shasat chak because it's bittul Torah. It's a little hard to understand. Rav Schachter is not into it at all. In YU, Rav Schachter always has a full Shemona Esrei. But other shiurim, I remember when I lived by Rosenzweig, Stako, we would end shiur late, and then the guys have to go to class. So that's already a shasat chak. They have to be for class. But just tzdam because they want to go to lunch. It's hard to know. So some people have a whole lumdus. Maybe they weren't misakein. I heard this in Lakewood. They weren't misakein Chazar Sashat in yeshivas because it's only for Amri Aretz. Problem is that what about Shabbos Mincha? And what about Taniyos? Or what about Shachris? Every Shachris they say Chazar Sashat. So it's a hard thing. So I was asking them, and they said it wasn't Baskama or Aaron Kotler. He just wasn't Moche, which to me is a Pella because the Rashiva, he didn't really want it to happen. He just didn't was a Mocha. The guys decided. I don't know. To me it's very odd. But I heard in Potovich also they do Hecha Kedusha. So it really depends. I think that if it's a Tzarech, your Shad Techuk is one thing. But just to say, Bittul Torah, to me it's hard to imagine Bittul Torah. Yeah, if you're not rational any time, so the shot's a chukah. But it's hard to imagine that most people reach that to Madrega. Anyway, Lemaisa, there's a takana of Chazal's shots, and if you shot a chukah, you're allowed to mevatel it, and you, like I said, there are two binhagim here. The minhag brought by them by the Ramah is that everybody begins together. And the Mishmar says, in that case, it's better to have one person answer Amen. If there's a person ready to daven, because it shouldn't be that nobody says Amen to the bracha. I heard that the Rav was knowing this way, that when they did a Kedusha, so everybody began, that's not the prevalent minhag. The prevalent minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch, that the Chazan begins. The downside of the Shulchan Aruch's minhag is that the Chazan loses out on Tefillah V'Tzivur, because he's davening alone. You could argue that since everything Amen, so it's as if he's davening V'Tzivur, but the Pashtus is Tefillah V'Tzivur is Mikvah in the first three brachas. Again, some argue to say that as long as you have some overlap, you'd have Tefillah V'Tzivur. But if you assume that it's the first three brachas, and you assume that the fact that they say Amen doesn't count, so then the Chazan loses out Tefillah V'Tzivur. But that seems to be the more prevalent minhag. Okay. Base. A person shouldn't sit down to get a haircut before mincha, if it's a raised man mincha, or even if it's samuch mincha, half an hour before. Shailah with samuch is, let's assume, a half an hour, or machmir even a half an hour before it's aser. So if let's say zman mincha is on a perfect day, 6 to 6, sun rises at 6, ends at 6, so chatzos is 12. Zman mincha is 12 and 30. So from 12 o'clock, you shouldn't get a haircut if you didn't have mincha yet. V'likanes l'merchas, you shouldn't go take a shvitz or go to a bath. V'lo v'ursiki, makom shema avdim is oros. Which v'ursiki doesn't just mean, v'ursiki means you're involved in anything that requires a lot of cheshbonos. You shouldn't start doing your taxes. You shouldn't start, you know, write a contract. V'lo l'din, v'lo l'echol, afilu suda ketana, samach l'mincha gedola. You shouldn't eat even a suda ketana, samach l'mincha gedola. So, just a word of background, there are two zmani mincha. There's mincha gedola, 12:30, and then there's mincha ketana, which is at 9.5 hours. Meaning, if 6.5 hours is a mincha gedola, 9.5 hours, 3:30, would be mincha ketana. So, already from 3, that would be mincha ketana. So, mincha ketana is shown him. This is Rav Achila and all these other things. Is that talking about mincha gedola or mincha ketana? Part of the question revolves around what Ikur Zman mincha is. It seems like most days of the year they were makar the korban tamid in mincha ketana time. They didn't do it so early. They only did it early when they needed to, like on Erev Pesach, Shachalios, B'Shabbos. They had to makar the tamid to have time for all the korbanos of Pesach, which were nikrav after the korban tamid, Shalbein Harbaim. So then they would makriv the korban tamid earlier. So there is a debate in the poskim, we'll see a little later, it's better to daven mincha ketana, because that's the ikur zman of the korban, or maybe better to daven mincha gedola, zrizim, even though it's not the ikur zman, maybe zrizim akdimim. So that might affect this issue here, in terms of when the isser is. When's the isser? When are we worried you're going to get sidetracked? Even mincha gedola, or only mincha ketana? And the afkamin is, can I sit down for a big meal at 12 o'clock, 12:01, it's not mincha ketana time. It says you have 2.5 hours. You know, you have a long time till then. So that's the debate. So let's just read the mechaber and analyze it. V'hischil ba'achas mikol elu einu mafsik afal pi sheischil ve'iser. So the Shulchan Aruch passes that if you violated the salach and you started eating a meal after the zman mincha, or after even samach mincha, you don't have to. Not even after Samoch or even after Zayin Mincha, you don't have to stop. Fushia shows beyond the spala akashi versus dosa, because if you assume your meal is going to last an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever it is, you'll have time after. Aval im ain't shows li spala, you're involved in some malach, it's going to take you 6 hours to finish your taxes. So then we have to stop. We won't let you, even though you start, if you started with Isser, we tell you, listen, if it takes you 6 hours to finish your taxes, you're not going to have any time to have mincha, stop right now. Tzarech lehavsik miyad. We have a say Haskalas Tisporas. So now the Mechaber discusses the various examples he brought before that once you started, you can continue. So what does it mean to start a haircut? She yaniach sudar al saparim al birkav. They would have, just like today, you have some type of garment that protects your clothing from the hair. That's starting to get a haircut. Haskalas merchas yivsha levusha elyon. If you start getting changed, that's already a bat. You're already considered in the merchas, even though you haven't actually entered the water. You start preparing yourself for the malacha. You put on your overalls, whatever it is. You start handling with the baledin. That's already. If they wear special garments that you put on your hat to go to sit in the bezdin, that's already tzchilas din. If you already started, you can continue as long as there's time after you finish to the Avin Mincha. V'idan sheyashvu adai to ledun v'aschalas achila v'yish yitol yadav. We hold achila in the beginning of achila is when you wash your hands. Yish cholkin. So this is very important. The Mechaber says we paskin mincha gedola. Mincha gedola is aser and suda katana and mincha gedola. You can't even have what's a suda katana? What's a suda gedola? A suda katana is a regular meal. Even a Shabbos meal is considered a suda katana. What's a suda gedola? A wedding, a bris, a pinyin rabban, a purim suda. That's a suda gedola. Then there's more of a chashash shemi yamashik. So the Mechaber is the most machmir shita. He says at the earliest time mincha gedola you can't even have a suda katana. You can have a bagel until you have a mincha. The Ramah says yesh cholkin v'sfir luhu the suda katana mutter. There's no answer to have a regular lunch at home. In aser ak besudas and suda mila, only a big suda is aser. The yesh ami afilu suda gedola samach mincha gedola shari. And some say the whole answer is only by mincha katana, which means you could have a big meal before at 12 o'clock. You can have a little meal at 3 o'clock. No problem. You can have dinner at home. You can have dinner and then go to the mincha. It's not a problem. It's only aser to have a big meal to go to a wedding and start a meal at a wedding at 5 in the afternoon. That would, or even at 3 in the afternoon. That would be a problem because it's a suda gedola already samach l'mincha katana. V'yejami the suda katana afilu samach l'mincha katana shari. Some say that suda katana samach l'mincha katana shari, that's what I just mentioned. V'nagu l'hakul k'shei esfaras. And that's our minhag. Aino v'suda gedola samach l'mincha gedola v'suda katana samach l'mincha katana v'efshar hatam mishum the akshav korin v'sakneses v'lachashina dilma yifshav v'lishmalu. Apparently in the place where Ramah lives in Krakow they had a shamish who would go around saying mincha, mincha, just like we have here in Eretz Yisrael on Erev Shabbos we have a siren, right. So the siren is like a shomer. It reminds you to go daven mincha. Today in weekdays we don't have that. But there is the equivalent. First, you can set an alarm on their watch. So you want to eat dinner before you go to mincha in the summertime. Mincha is 7:30 this time of year. So at 7 o'clock, I want to have dinner. So it's not a suda gedola. It's a suda katana. It's mutter because you have a shomer. Now, the poskim are even more makel. They say that if you want to start at a chasana, a shomer would be enough, even for a suda gedola. A lot of the way this halacha basically evolves, that lemaisa it's very irrelevant, meaning there are ways to circumvent it. So the halacha is still a halacha, but there are ways to you have a minyan kavua is also a heter. Some people say that if you daven in the same shul every day, that's like a shomer. It's not so pashut at all, because it's not like, you know, if you don't show up, they're going to call you, oh, where are you? You didn't come to mincha. You know, maybe in a small yeshuva, there are 10 people. If you don't show up, they'll call you. But to say that since you're used to davening there every day, that's like a shomer. It's not so pashut, but some people make so much on that. I think it's best to have on your watch or your phone some type of alarm. In my neighborhood, there are a number of marav minyanim, so the last one is around 10. So at 10 to 10, I have my alarm go off, and that way I can eat dinner, and then I don't have to be worried. If I miss the 8:30, I miss the 9:30, I'll get to 10, because I have that the shomer of my watch. So 10 to 10, my alarm goes off, and I know that if I didn't daven, I'll go daven. Obviously, if you're relying on the shomer, so you have to immediately stop what you're doing and go daven. You can't say, oh, another few minutes, because then if you reset your alarm, that's one thing, but you can't. The whole point is that we're worried you're going to get caught up. So lemaisa, like I said, this halacha is not so relevant. The Ramah says, "Umiyu b'suda gedola liyishlachem afilu samach l'mincha gedola afilu im hischil kodem lachin." So the Ramah says, even though the minhag is a meikel, he thinks you should be machmir. In YU, they finish davening on Rosh Hashanah, they finish musaf on Rosh Hashanah, so you go to the suda. So if Shechter makes a minyan for mincha, why does he make a minyan for mincha? Because he holds that a suda yontif is like a suda gedola. That's the pashtus. Suda yontif is already, I mean, suda gedola. It's not like a suda Shabbos. You don't have to have more food. So Mimela, he's choshish for the Ramah. He shouldn't start a suda gedola by mincha gedola. Right? Mincha gedola. So therefore, he daves mincha right after Musaf. But when he eats in the calf, so then he eats with the boys. Because somebody once asked him, he said, listen, the suda, the calf is on a suda gedola. My wife, she makes a suda gedola. Here, you know, there's no chash evi mashach. Okay. Here in the Ramah is interesting. Chumrah, he says that that the idea of starting before, if you start Beheter, let's say, so we say you'd like to continue. But he says when it comes to Mincha Ketana, so it's a Shara Overa, Tzarech Lakum Lispalel. So he thinks that if you started a meal, let's say at 2 in the afternoon, a big at a wedding, so even if you started at 11 in the morning, you had a Sunday wedding, 11 in the morning. So you're eating, and now it's 3 o'clock. So he thinks without a shomer, you should stop. Because mincha is ikr zman, you should really stop to have mincha. Like I said, most people usually have a shomer. At that point, the chazan, I assume, if I daven already, but a shomer will be enough. A shomer, the problem with a shomer is that the shomer also needs a shomer. So if I'm eating, and I tell my wife, she's also eating, she's not going to remember. So some want to say that if the two people are planning on davening together, so then they're mitzkri adade. Rabim is mitzkri adade. They'll remind each other. But the best is to have an alarm clock. Alarm clock, you know, you're a free agent. You don't have to be worried that the shomer is going to forget. Otherwise, the shomer is not doing it. If the shomer is eating, he also might forget. So some want to say that it's mitzkri adade. The question is, how much do you need? You need many people, even two people in mitzkri adade? Maybe even two. Like I said, the minhag is to be pretty makeable with this halacha. Reb Shechter actually is pretty makbid on this. Reb Shechter thinks that, you know, if you want to sit down to eat dinner and you didn't have marv yet, it's a raised man marv, so daven marv. It's not accepted psak. Most people assume that tefillah b'tzibur takes precedence. So we'll tell you, don't daven, we'll tell you, set an alarm, or we'll tell you, don't eat. You know, wait for tefillah b'tzibur. Reb Shechter is more make a need for tefillah b'tzibur, and never he'll say daven and eat. And don't vatlus takana eskazal. But like I said, people rely either on minyan kavua or a shomer, the alarm, etc., to basically ignore this halacha. So just a couple of details. There are a lot of details here, but like I said, most of them are nogea, because we kind of, the minhag is to kind of ignore this halacha. In terms of rechitza, so rechitza l'chora is only an issue of, you know, really taking, going to a bath. If you mix this gufo, if you want to wash your face, obviously it's not an issue. And even taking a shower, nobody takes a shower for a long time. A shower is, like, by definition, you can sit in the bath. You're not going to sit in the shower. So a mela, it could be a shower is already out. That's why we ignore shower. In terms of haircut, so he said you shouldn't get a haircut. So the Mishnah Berurah says, for example, if you have an extra spare scissors, so one breaks, the crash of a haircut, the scissors breaking today is very, very, very uncommon, and we have good quality things. What about maybe you'll have a power outage, you won't be able to use your hair clippers? It's also not so shkiach. I actually was once giving myself a haircut on Friday afternoon, and the machine broke. I thought it was dead. The machine broke. I don't think it's tichoshish for that. I was able to borrow it, meaning it's not, but it could happen. I'm saying I don't think it's tichoshish for that. And the call on Friday afternoon here in Israel, you also have the hatter of the shomer, of the siren, the siren, so maybe that's enough. Okay. Should mention, the din of marv is a little brought down in Reish Lamed Hey, but if I don't forget, if a person davens marv, on Erev Shabbos, or in the summer, people have like early Shabbos, so then they should sit down to eat. They want to make early Shabbos anyway, so it's probably better if they do it a half an hour before Shkia, before Tzeis rather, 10 minutes before Shkia here in Eretz Yisrael. So 20 minutes, assume Tzeis is 20 minutes after Shkia. But if they didn't, some poskim are supposed to be megel until Shkia. You can sit down to eat until Tzeis, I think. I think it even matters until Tzeis. Before Tzeis, even just after Shkia, since you already daven in that case, it's just that when it comes to Tzeis, you should say Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the Raisis, so you say Kriya Shema. Okay, we'll get to that later, but Rish Lamed Hey. Peseder. The Mechaber continues in Sif Gimel. Had the Osir La'achol Suda Ketana Hainu Shkoveya Suda Avalitam La'ainu Achilas Peros Mutar. The whole Israel is to have a meal. If you want to just have a bite, you have a lot of fruit, that's mutter. You want to have a piece of cake, it's That's not, we're not worried Shemi Yamashik if you're having a small amount or even a lot of peras. I saw the Piska Tshuva suggests that since today people are on Atkins diets and they have full meals with potatoes and chickens, you should be choshish not to have a full meal. That zilbas or taima, the reason is you're going to get carried away. I don't know, to me it seems like a chiddush because Chazal weren't kosher on peros. So, and the whole chashash of Shemi Yamashik today is very hard to really see. People don't have meals for hours and hours. So it's hard to imagine that a person is going to, even if he sits down at 3:30 or 3 o'clock, he's going to keep on eating his potatoes until the 6. It's hard to imagine it's going to happen. So you have to see them and see us. But L'chara, there's certainly room to be made. Like I said, many people kind of ignore this halacha based on leaving schusses of either a shomer or a minyan kavua and the like. Okay, let's continue. Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. So, like I said, Zman Mincha is from 12:30, half an hour after Katzos. When I say a half an hour, Pashrus is mean Shos Manios. So 12 is a Shos Manios, the middle of the day, and a half an hour after of Shos Manios. That means in the winter it might be 25 minutes. In the summer, a half an hour might be 35 minutes, 40 minutes, because the hours are longer in the summer because they're more daylight hours. So the halacha is, you should really do it only after half an hour after Chatzos. But if you did it from Chatzos, you're Yotze. We're not going to tell you to daven again, because there's a suffix in this regard. The Mechaber sounds like you really should daven Mariv, Mincha rather, and Mincha Ketana, Ad Halayla, the Rabbana. Like I said before, there are different minhagim comes to this. Some people, Dafka assume it's better to have Mincha Gdola, as Rizim Makdimim. Most people don't have any preference. They assume both are just as okay. And if you want to have Mincha Gdola, fine. You want to have Mincha Ketana, it's also fine. Although there are those who are Dafka Makvi, one or the other, but it seems like it's not the mainstream Shita in the postgame. Now the Mechaber then brings a machlokes between Chachamim and Rav Yehuda, the machlokes in the Gemara and Brachos, until when can you daven mincha? So we assume you can daven mincha until Laila, until Shkia, like Chachamim. But Rav Yehuda at Plaga Mincha, Rav Yehuda thinks that the day is structured as such that after Plaga Mincha, an hour and a quarter before night, it's already Zan Marav. And I say before night, what does before night mean? Is it before Shkia? Before Tzeis HaKochavim. And that's a big difference. Because here in Israel, it's not such a big difference, because Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, we assume, is 20 minutes. But in America, if you wait 50 minutes, people who hold the Reina Tam, they wait 72 minutes. So if you hold 72 minutes, Reina Tam, and then you hold that the Plag HaMincha is from Tzeis, so it's 3 minutes before Shkia, you can make Kalash Shabbos, not earlier. Most people, it wouldn't help very people. People want to make, you know, have dinner at 6 o'clock on Friday night or 6:30, whatever it is. So they want to call the Shabbos. So Minhag Yisrael is to assume that Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter zmanis from Shkia. But the Mishmur here isn't so clear. He's like, it sounds like Pidyevit. It's like he wasn't clear. So there are people who in Eretz Yisrael don't make early Shabbos for this reason. They think that it's not so part. It's true, you could make early Shabbos. It's no problem. The Avi Kamara, Avi, the Mavi Kamara, Avi, you can follow Rabbi Yehuda. But what's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Maybe it's from Tzeis. So then Plag Mincha is much later. Like I said, it's not the Minhag Yisrael. Minhag Yisrael, Tosefis, the idea that there's a mitzvah of Tosefis Shabbos, assumes that there's an Indian to make, or a heter to make early Shabbos. Certainly for kids, it's much easier. Otherwise, you're sitting down to eat at 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's very hard. But there are those who are machmir not to. Rav Lichtenstein once said that, you know, people say, for chinuch, I don't know, I raised a lot of kids, and they all turned out okay, we always made late Shabbos. Now, even Rav Lichtenstein, if he had to, he'd make early Shabbos. He'd go to Simcha, he'd go to sometimes the Shabbatons, but all things being equal, he wasn't doing it. Why is that? Because the Shulchan Aruch says here, Shu'ad sofs yud'alf shos chasarviyah. Umisharin shows elul fi inin hayom v'af im hayom aruch misharin yud bei shows im nikrei shows money, as I mentioned, v'chein kol makom shashiru chachamim shows misharin shows el v'asigna. The Gemara concludes the avi kamar avi, the avi kamar avi, you can follow chachamim, you can follow Yehuda. V'hushi yasla olam kichaminai. So the Chaber says you have to be consistent. So there are those who hold that consistency means consistent all the time. So if you daven mincha till shkia on the weekdays, you should daven mincha till shkia on Friday, and daven Ma'ariv after Shkia, after Tzeis, ideally. But Shim osek rabbanu mispal mincha adalaila shuv ina yochel mispal arvis plaga mincha lemala vim osek rav Yehuda mispal arvis plaga mincha lemala tzak lizay shalu mispal mincha be osa shah. So you have to be consistent always. V'achshav nagul mispal tefilas mincha adalaila ve'in mispal tefilas arvis kodem shkiyas achama vim v'diyev mispal tefilas mincha plaga mincha lemala yotza. So the minhag olam is assumed that consistency means on the same day. You should be consistent on the same day. So that's why here in Eretz Yisrael on Friday after, and also in America now it's more common, they have a plag mincha. They have an early Shabbos. It's always different. When I grew up in a shul, when mincha on Friday night, it was always 7 o'clock or 6:30, whatever it was. It didn't make a difference before plag, after plag. There was a tarjeh sasi the same day. We would daven mincha after plag and mariv during plag, before shkia. So there are many posting assume that's not ideal. If you're stuck, the tzibur is not going to be able to do it. It's too hard, complicated to people to change the time mincha every week. It's not so complicated, but some people feel it's too complicated, so they rely on it. And it's only the drabanan, so tarjeh sasa same day is okay. But the fashion of the mechaber is that tarjeh sasa is even different days is a problem. That the minhag olam is not assumed that way. Tarjeh sasa is only a problem the same day. Different days is okay. But seiruf the idea that there's a mile of Tosefes Shabbos, and therefore the minhag olam is to make early Shabbos, even though during the week we would never daven Maariv at that point, namely before plag. But the Chava writes, "V'shas etchak yochel ispal tefilas arvis plagam minchol amal." Well, the Yidan says the Rama, the Medinas Elu shnagil ispal arvis plagam minchol. The minhag in Europe was to daven mincha early. Ein la lo ispal mincha achar kach v'diavet of shas etchak yotza. Okay, so again, I said before, what's mincha ayla layla? What is layla? It's layla shkia, layla tzeizachavim. The Rama sounds like he daven till tzeizachavim. Some hold that way. The minhag in YU is to assume that you shouldn't daven after shkia, but it's a big debate. Even the Shekhas Aryeh, who's Litvish, thought you could daven till tzeiz. There are different deyas. I think the Rav assumed that since dam was nifsal in the mikdash at shkia, so mele, you can't rely on Rebbeinu Tam. Because the Shkir Rishona is what's Koveya for Mincha, and it's connected to Korban Tamid, and that was Nifsal and Mikdash at that point. Okay. Questions, comments? Okay. I should mention here in Eretz Yisrael, I said 18 minutes, and say 20 minutes. I found out recently that the minhag of Moalim is to not maal the child on the eighth day unless the child was born 24 minutes after, say Friday night. Do you maal the kid on Shabbos? 24 minutes after they'll do it. So there is a debate about this issue. The minhag of Moshul in Yerushalayim is 20 minutes. Some say 18 minutes. This is also not a minhag for till when you can eat. Shal Shul is on Shabbos, for example. You have to start before Shkia, right? But really, you have to start 10 minutes before Shkia. Why? Because you're not supposed to start a meal half hour before, say, it's a kochavim. So if 20 minutes, unless the whole our shalosh shudis is really like a small meal, so meila it'll be mutter. It's only a problem if it's a suda gedola, if you rely on that. But okay, only rely on that if there's a shomer. But okay, it's hard to set your alarm on Shabbos for Marav. Okay, the seder. Some people on Friday night, they don't want to take an early Shabbos. They don't want to daven early, but they want to make early Shabbos. So what do? They'll daven mincha, they'll do Kabbalah Shabbos, and they'll make Kiddush. They'll go home and Kiddush, and then they come back from Arav in the middle of their meal. So the pasha is you can Kabbalah Shabbos early through Mizmurei Tehillim or through making Kiddush. They daven Mizman. The problem is that there's a Maaser Rav. The Gron Maaser Rav says, he's back in the Gemara, Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos for Erev Shabbos. Rav Tzali, he davened. So Gros Medayik apparently that you have to first daven. You can't just make Kiddush. It's not the minhag olam. I think that in some yeshivish places this is considered a chumrah. They want to make early Shabbos, but they want to daven Maariv after Tzeis, so they do this. But it's against the Gros and Maaser Rav, but it's not clear where the Gros got that from. Meaning it's the Tikkun and the Gemara. I don't know if there's anybody who actually holds it. Size for him. Okay. Let's move on. You should wash your hands before davening. davening is keneged the korbanos, the kohanim would wash their hands and feet before davening, before korbanos. But we don't say a bracha. There is a day in Rishon you say a bracha. We don't say a bracha. But it's better to use a kli. It's better to use a revias. Even if you know your hands are clean, the Rama says you should still wash. Some people are makbid, some people aren't. I don't know if there's a clear-cut thing, but it seems like the Shulchan Aruch says you should, and the Rama seems to agree with him. But today, not everybody's makbid, but it's a hidur to wash your hands before davening. You shouldn't mevatel davening because you don't have water. If you don't have water, so if your hands are clean, just daven. If your hands aren't clean, so try to clean them as best you can using they say using dirt. That's always funny. They use dirt. What are you going to clean with dirt? You rub them. You try to take off the whatever you have on them. Try to rub them on your clothing. Rub them on the table. Try to clean them in a different way. If your hands are really dirty, you shouldn't daven until you clean them. But all things being equal, you don't need to wash your hands. But it's a chumrah to wash your hands. Recommendation of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama to wash your hands before davening. The Shmura says that if you wash your hands to eat bread. You had a meal, and now you want to daven, so you should wash again. There's a different type of tila. I'm not 100% sure why that's so. I mean, it's a tila the shame food, and therefore it doesn't work for davening. If your hands are clean, I'm not sure why it doesn't work. Obviously, if you're doing mincha marav, so you wash your hands for mincha, and then you wait 20 minutes for marav, you don't wash your hands again, because you're in the base medrash. Your hands are shamur. But if you went to the bathroom in the interim, so then you should wash your hands again. Radan name the Ari to give tzedakah before davening. The pasuk says in Tilim, "Ani b'tzedek eches epanecha." So there's a custom to give tzedakah before shachris, and before people usually in Chizkid Zimra, right? They give tzedakah usually beivarech David, and sometimes and also before mircha. Dafka before marav, the afikavali, you're not supposed to give tzedakah unless somebody asks, because of the dinim in different times of day. But all things being equal, it's good to give tzedakah before shachris and before mincha, according to the minhag of the Ari. Okay, let's move on to Simen Reish Lamed Dalid. Harotz liyispalu mincha gedolo mincha ktana inroy lo liyispalu b'shus ela gedolo. So the Mechaber is talking about a reality where a person wants to daven more tefillas. If so much kavana, you're going to daven twice. You daven two minchas. So which one should you make? Should you daven mincha gedola l'shem rishos or mincha ketana l'shem rishos l'shem davar? So today we don't do this. We don't have so much kavana. But the Mechaber says if you're on that level and you want to have a tefillah in the davar, you should daven the first one l'shem rishos, because the ikar zman, like I said, is the second, is mincha ketana. Yispal gedola chova lo yispal ketana kim rishos. But obviously, if you did the first one l'shem chova, you could do the second l'shem rishos. Well, in really spalt tefillas rishos elav gin maskir v'atzmo makir v'atzmo shehu zahir b'zaris. Like I said before, today most of us aren't holding on such high levels of kavana, so we generally shy away from davening tefillas and dava. V'amiv daitiv l'chavim tefillas v'rosh v'atzof v'lo hesach adas. V'ino mechavim b'yofe karinu be lama li rav zivchechem. So we don't have to give extra kavanas if we're not going to do them properly. So likewise, we don't have extra davening if we don't have proper kavana. The Rama continues, "Ein lomar ashrei kodem mincha ela k'sheish minyan b'beis haknesses v'sh yomru olav kaddish shalifnei tefilas mincha." You say ashrei before mincha. You should wait till there's a minyan there. I mentioned before that you're supposed to start davening l'chatchila only a half an hour after chatzos. So that means not just for ashrei, it means also ashrei. It means also kriyas haTorah and Shabbos mincha. Again, if you're stuck, maybe there's room to be mekel. To daven, to say Ashrei, or to Kriyas Torah. But the evidence, even if you daven Shmonasri before half an hour, you don't say, as long as it's after Chatzos. But all things being equal, the Rama says here, you should wait till there's a minion, because sometimes you're waiting for a minion, and then the 10th person comes in, you start Kaddish. No, it's not right. You should say the last three Psukim. You should say Revakani Avakash. You should say some type of Torah in order that the Kaddish should be Chal on that. Apparently, the Kaddish is Chal on the Ashrei. The Yesh, because of Shahagin Lomar Parshas Tomid, called him Ashrei. Just like in the morning, the Rama told us earlier in Shulchan Aruch, you should say the Parshas Tamid. So too, before Mincha, the Rama says that some have this Minhag, and he thinks it's a Minhag Yafe. The Sfarim are knowing this way. Most Ashkenazim are not knowing this way anymore. There are different reasons given. different. The Aruch Shulchan says that in the Mikdash they would daven mincha before the Korban Tamid. So it's a question: did they daven mincha in time of the base of Mikdash? So we assume they did, and they daven before the Korban Tamid. So it's not relevant. Mekor Chaim and Siva says that maybe Lasid Lavi there won't be a Korban Mincha, so we're not going to. I don't know. And different explanations. So again, people say Ashrei. Some people say before that Korbanos. Obviously, if you're close to Shkia, you can skip it. You want to make the daven before Shkia, not just start before Shkia. Ideally, you should finish your Shurnasri before Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah points out a lot of people are Nichshal and they daven after Shkia, and that's an issue. Likewise, if you found the Tzibur daven, you walked in late, so you don't say Ashrei. You right away start with the Tzibur, fill up the Tzibur, and then say Ashrei afterwards. The Torah brings down that before you start Shmoneh Esrei of Mincha, before you say Hashem Svasa Tiftach, say another pasuk before. Ki Shem Hashem Ekra. The Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down, so some have a minhag not to do it. The Chazish was noeg. I think many people, it's printed in Siddurim, many people are noeg to say Shem Hashem Ekra. Likewise, Ashkenazim have the practice to say Shalom Rab. Instead of Sim Shalom, Sfardim, and even Nusach Sfar says Sim Shalom. We say Shalom Rav, except for Mincha, Shabbos, and Tainis, because then if Kriyas Torah, and in Sim Shalom we speak about Torah, so Mela, we remask our Sim Shalom. That's be Minag Agra. Here in Eretz, many people are knowing that way. It makes matters in that way. Okay. The Mechaber continues, Yiv Shalchak Vlo Yispal Mincha, Mispalel Arbishtain. The Omer Ashrei Kodem Tfila Shi Tashlumin Lutfilas Mincha. The Chaver says that if you forgot to daven Mincha, so you daven Marav twice. The first is L'Shem Chovas Marav, and the second is L'Shem Tashlumin Mincha. The Omer Ashrei Kodem Tfila Shi Tashlumin Lutfilas Mincha, the Chaver says you should say Ashrei in the middle. Seems like Iker, then you just have to wait the Hiluch Arba Amos. You shouldn't finish Rashi and start again. You have to wait
a few seconds,
yeah. But it's Chaver recommends saying Ashrei before davening to daven mitoch divrei Torah.
Before
Alein. Before Alein, yeah. Before Alein.
So Shmuel
Ashrei, Shema Ashrei, and then Alein. Exactly. The next simen, Reish Lamed Hei, begins Hilchos Kriya Shema and Mariv. Zman Kriya Shema Belaila B'Shas Tisya Shalosha Kochavim Ketanim. So Kriya Shema is once it gets dark, Tisya Kochavim. What's Kochavim? Small Kochavim. They're really different types of stars. Some stars are big, some stars are middle, some stars are very small. So really bigger than even small stars. V'adin Liyam Sorry, Mikra then we hold it's really vanity stars, the Mishnah Berurah says. It's just that it's hard to know what a vanity star is, so we're machmir to say three. Once upon a time they have a luach. Today everybody knows exactly based on the horizon, the degrees. You open up Maizmanim, you know what time says. Once upon a time you went outside, you looked up, and if it was cloudy, you had to wait longer. It was a different reality. Today we have watches, we have luach. They have to wait till you're sure. If you daven Marav too early, so then you have to read Shmoneh Esrei again. Read Kriya Shmoneh rather again. This is what we do on Friday night when we make our early Shabbos. We're always mocked to say Kriya Shmoneh later. If the tzibur davens early. So if the tzibur is the only minyan in town, is an early minyan, you're in camp. So you want to daven marav late, but they're making early Shabbos. What are you going to do? So the Chaver says, daven with them, and say kriya shema later. That's what we do, right? Not everybody agrees with this. The Chafetz Chaim brings down in the Mishnah Berurah that there were some vasikin. They say that Chavetz Chaim himself was knowing this way. He would just daven Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, and he would say Kriya Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema only once it was dark. I think Rav Shaker is knowing this way. The advantage is to say Kriya Shema with the brachos. When you make an early Shabbos and you've done everything before, you're saying Birkas Kriya Shema, but the Kriya Shema isn't Kriya Shema. You're not doing the Shem Mitzvah. It's not Kriya Shema. So we disconnect the Kriya Shema you say later from the Birkas Kriya Shema we say earlier. It's a little bit odd. It's true it's not a Birkas Mitzvah, so it doesn't have to have Smicha. It's a Birkas Hasheva. Still, it seems odd. So the option, it's mentioned in Rishonim, and the Mishur says the Minhag Vasikin was to stav in Shmoneh Esrei with the tzivur, but to say Kriya Shema and Birkas Kriya Shema after. It's a little bit odd. If nobody does it, it might be like a little bit like Yura if you're not, you know, a chashav, you know, if you're not Rav Shachter. Apparently Chafetz Chaim was knowing that way as well. The people who are knowing like the Gra don't daven early at all. They'll prefer to daven b'yechidus. Even if there's only one early minyan, they'll daven b'yechidus because they hold tefillah b'zman is more important than tefillah b'tzivur. It's interesting how that stems with the Rav Shechter, because Rav Shechter, I guess in the weekdays, he wants to eat. I guess since he wants to eat dinner, so he holds the daven. So Mela, he doesn't hold this like alarm clock or minyan kavua stuff. So he'll daven. He said he has to eat, but if on Friday night he will daven with the tzibur earlier. I'll just say Kriya Shema u'bir kaseya once it says Zechuchat. Okay, Beseder. Fine. Let's move on. Sif Beis. Oh, we didn't do the Ramayat. Umiu lo yaksu yispal b'layla afa bisha tzibur m'ketim m'harvi l'fnei ha'layla. And looking ragel b'shar prishus ha'chasidus. You shouldn't daven again. Right? If you daven with the tzibur, you shouldn't daven again. Ta'az lo mischazik yura v'ashachozim yispal. If you're a tzadik omur, so then you can even daven twice. You can daven with the tzibur, and then daven again later. Again, you have to be holding a person who's able to hold, you know, in terms of his kavana. Should I say again? Okay. Fine. In Be'er Halachas, he doesn't understand. If you already davened once, how are you davening again? It's odd. What exactly is going on here? He thinks the lashon is megumkum. After the kavanas of kamash kosov are high, she's not mispael the mitzvah tefilas davav. After kach bezman mispael or tefilas chova. So you daven the first time l'shem davav, and then you daven later l'shem chova. But you shouldn't do that unless, like we said before, unless you're able to really have a kavana. It sounds like the issue of yura is only in this case. If you just want to daven kriya shema because later, it wouldn't be yura. But I'm not sure if nobody does it and you're the only one who does it. It might be odd. If you're following your rebbe, maybe it's legitimate. But certainly, the minhag olam is just to daven everything and then say kriya shema later. Certainly, yesh alma lismach to follow the minhag olam. Okay. Sif beis aser lehaskel le'echol ad chatzi shasamach lezman kriya shema shel arvis. So just like by mincha, half an hour before zman mincha, you shouldn't start eating. It's machlokas mincha gadol v'ketana. So by Zman Marev, so let's say Marev is 20 minutes after Shkia is Marev, you shouldn't sit down to have a big meal from 10 minutes before Shkia. In his kelechol achar Shkia Zmana mafzik v'kora Kriya Shema v'lo v'chaseh v'gomer s'doso. If you started eating, so for Kriya Shema, it's the rice, you have to stop. V'gomer s'doso v'achar v'kora oso v'chaseh v'ispal. So when we eat, on Friday night, we don't stop in the middle of the meal to say Kriya Shema. Some people do, it's a hiddur. Most people say Kriya Shema at the end of the meal. Why? Because they started a behetir. If you started a behetir, you're allowed to continue, because there's plenty of time later, it's the whole night to say Kriya Shema. It's at least till chatzos, l'chatchila. If you started a be'isser, so then you have to stop right away for Kriya Shema, but you're allowed to continue eating for Shmoneh Esrei, because you'll have time to daven, so you can daven all night. As I said before, by lechatchila, we daven Kriya Shema before Chatzos. There's a machlokas if that's also true by Marav. Can you lechatchila daven Marav after Chatzos? Nafkamina, it's 11:30. I'm going to go to Shtivol to find the minyan at 12 o'clock. Should I say Kriya Shema and daven right now and forget about the Shtivol because I want to daven for Chatzos? Or should I just say Kriya Shema and I'll daven after? That's Machlok Zachronim. Some Achronim say it's better to daven Yechidus before Chatzos. Even Tefillah has to be done before Chatzos. That's what Shlom Zalman held that way. Others disagree. And I think Rabbi Yashi said, no, just say Kriya Shema here up the hill in the Shtivol and by Vegan. I mean, one, two, easily you can get a minyan. So they assume that you can have in Shmona Esrei even the Chatchila, unless it's B'dieved. I don't know. Anyway, the Mechaber says, "Mihiskel Echol Achar Hashgiyah Zman." You started B'zman Iser, Mafsik Mekor. So again, by Mincha, if you started B'Iser, you can keep on eating until Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, we tell you to stop because it's a special din. But Mincha Ketana is Iker Zman. By Ma'ariv, if you started B'Iser, you start, it was 8 o'clock at night, you started eating. We let you eat. You just have to stop for Ma'ariv. For Kriya Shema, you can keep on eating, and daven Shmona Esrei, daven Kriya Shema Birkoseh, the brachas of Kriya Shema Shmona Esrei after you finished eating. Mahafsi kore Kriya Shema below Birkoseh, but Gomer Shlubachak kore Osam Birkoseh Mispal. Says the Rabbah, Ein Zerach Lahafsi Kletzvila Hoyel Behitzkel Echol. Avon Loiskel Echol Avav Bishen Natal Yadav Zerach Lahafsi. So it's interesting halacha here. We tell you that even though in contrast to Mincha, where we say that once you're notal yadayim, so then we tell you you're allowed to continue. Here we say, no. Since it's interesting because here you actually have more time at night. But since you have more time, there's a better chance you're going to fall asleep. By Mincha, you cheshbin, so you realize you're going to eat for an hour, and then you can have Mincha. By Ma'ariv, there's a lot of time, and we're worried about you're usually more tired, we're worried you're going to fall asleep, you're going to nimshach. So therefore we tell you, if you started eating, we'll let you eat. You don't have to stop for Ma'ariv, you just stop for Kriya Shema. But if you didn't start, even if you're notal yadayim, we tell you to stop. Now what happens if you're notal yadayim, you said the bracha, you didn't start eating, you said the bracha. So it's interesting, there is a ritva that we learned earlier in the year, who says that if you wash your hands, and then you decide you don't want to eat bread, wash your hands with the bracha. You said, don't eat bread. It's not a bracha levatel. And some of the poskim assume that was acceptable halacha. Here, the Mishnah Berurah sounds a little bit like, not like that. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like, in Sifkat and Chav Dalet, of Alim Kfar Birech, and they say, Daim, Nogash Lo Yafsik, El Yivar HaMotzi, Vyocha Gazayis, Vyafsik Dosser. He doesn't want to rely on this ritva, it seems like. Because according to the ritva, you can just say, listen, I don't want to eat bread because of this halacha, and fine. Unless you hold it, since you really want to eat, it's just not, it's just, you really want to eat, but they're telling you not to eat, so maybe that's why you should eat. I don't know. It's, I'm 100% sure, clear on this. Anyway, the Maisa, the Mechaber says over here, the Ramas is being chosen to spiral mafsik after the tefillah. If you're going to have a long meal, it's going to go for the whole night, then you, of course you have to stop right away, which is obviously very, very rare. The Maisa, we usually use someone kind of shomer here too. You set an alarm clock. And the like. I should mention all these dinim we mentioned earlier of malacha and din and whatever the case is apply not just to mincha but to ma'ariv. Again, din maybe not so relevant, but malacha, you shouldn't start doing your taxes from a half an hour before it says hakavim because we're worried it's going to take, you're going to get carried away. If you did, you don't have to stop. Except for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema will make you stop. If you have a minhag kavua, like most of us do, we have a shomer, the minhag is to be mekel, v'chulei, v'chulei. Okay, Gimel. V'chatchil tzach likros Kriya Shema, miyad b'tzeitz hakochavim. Was one alchatzi isha, alchatzi alayla. So the chatchili should daven say kriyashma right away at the beginning of the night. It's true that this is within zrizim. Daven right away, like in most of the Baal Batei Shul, they have ma'ariv. They don't daven ma'ariv at 10 o'clock. They have ma'ariv every day. It's different. Whenever tzeitz is, they daven ma'ariv. And every week or two, they change the time. Is that within zrizim? A mekdim le mitzvahs, or is it a special din that kriyashma is supposed to be said at the beginning of the night? That's the ideal time for kriyashma. Ben Yonah. Either way, Lamaisa, most people don't do this. Most people daven whenever they want. This is the minhag olam, it's not to be choshish for this. I'm not exactly sure why, but that's only the minhag. And the Mechaber says you should read Tilchatzos, mentioned before. If you over achar kakara shalom olam and ashachar yotzi dekabasa. If you were nenas, or if you were even in Frosheya, if you're yotze later, if you Ideally, harchik adam and avera, Chazal tell you to say kriyashma by chatzos. And I said before, it's a shaila that's true for marav too. Maybe even for marav, you should have marav till chatzos. But the evid, you're yotze. But then Mechaber says, hakorea kriyashma shal arvis achar shalom v'ra shachar kodem haneit sachama. So even after the dawn, before the sun rises, l'yotze chavoso. Elin kei anus. Even though it's halachically day, people say, oh, some people who still are sleeping. Nobody goes to sleep at that time. People are still sleeping at that time. Most of us are sleeping at that time. So therefore, if you're onus, you were stuck, the person was in the hospital, whatever, he didn't. So then he could still say kriyashma and the brachos at that point, but he shouldn't say ashkivenu. Ashkivenu is a bracha of going to sleep. So you don't say the bracha ashkivenu. You say the first two brachos, kriyashma, and the last bracha at that point. You go on shikor achola kiyotzi vehen. At that point, you wouldn't say Shvonaz, you wouldn't have Marev, but you would say Kriyashma and the Brachos. Okay.